Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 H1 FY26 results conference call of Orient Green Power Company Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. A very good morning to everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Orient Green Power Company Limited. From management team, we have Mr. T. Sivaraman, Managing Director and CEO, Ms. J. Koteswari, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. T. Sivaraman for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, all. Thank you for joining us on the call. Basically, we are covering the second quarter and the first half of FY26. Thank you for your continued support on the journey of OGPL. The first half of 26 has been steady and a positive period for us. We have maintained good operations, significantly improved profitability, and achieved some key financial milestones. Let me quickly run through the performance highlights. For Q2 FY26, our total income was 135.45 crores, about 10% higher year-on-year. EBITDA came in at about 104.31 crores, slightly higher than last year. And net profit for the quarter was 80.94 crores, about up 22% year-on-year. Basically, the wind has been quite stable compared to the same quarter last year, and this has resulted in a fairly strong Q2. For the first half, total income increased by almost 20% to 228.62 crores, and EBITDA improved to 170.23 crores, up 16% year-on-year. Net profit was up 38% year-on-year to 109.56 crores, which is the highest half-yearly net profit that we've generated in recent past. The strong performance for the half-year has been due to two or three factors. One, good generation during the wind season. The first quarter was better than the previous year, and the second quarter has been more or less in line with the previous year. We also had completed the capital maintenance of many of our wind assets, so we had almost all our fleet fully in operation during the season, which helped in generation. We've also been able to, due to the better generation and good financial management, we've been able to lower finance costs, which have declined by over 20% due to better credit ratings and timely repayments. We also received during the quarter a 16 crore refund from lenders towards excess interest charged during earlier periods, which definitely improves our profitability and our cash flow positions. On the growth front, the 7-megawatt solar project is under progress, which is expected to be commissioned by December of this year, and the balance 18 megawatts is planned for completion before June of 2026. This basically will help us to diversify our operating portfolio away from wind and help us better serve our customers who look for both wind and solar as part of their supply portfolio. So we currently have about 382 megawatts of operating wind assets and about 25 megawatts of solar assets coming underway, and we will continue to focus on operational excellence, good capital allocation, and maintaining a good balance sheet. As we move forward, we will continue to focus on strengthening this renewable portfolio and creating long-term value. We are looking at certain expansion possibilities, but that I think we will cover during the Q&A. Thank you. Now open the floor to questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Dhanraj Tolani, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Dhanraj?
Hello?
Mr. Dhanraj, your line is on.
Yeah, I'm audible?
Yes, sir, you
are. You're audible.
Okay, I have a couple of questions on the result part. So, first of all, congratulations on the good result. I just wanted to know the breakdown, like what drove the 20% growth in total income.
So, it's a combination of better wind and better machine availability. I think about, I would say, about 60% of this thing is because of better wind generation, and the balance 40% is because of better machine availability. We had in the earlier quarters done a major maintenance upgrade of our turbines, mainly in Andhra Pradesh, and that is more or less fully in operation this year.
Okay. And also, EBITDA is seems modest too, so compared to in Q2 compared to H1. So could you explain the factor behind that?
Come again, I didn't get your question.
I'm saying EBITDA looks better in Q2 in comparison of H1. So could you please explain the factor?
So typically Q2 is the maximum wind period for the entire industry. So wind starts in halfway through Q1 and continues throughout Q2. So historically, if you go back year on year, you will find Q2 is the strongest quarter. It's a weather related thing. I mean, nothing we can do about it.
Okay. And also, if you check, I'm just checking the finance con has been dropped by 20%. Is this just sustainable going forward, or? We can expect further reduction, or this is a sustainable, we are planning to decrease our cash cost or the debt?
In terms of percentage of interest, it will go down. But as we are looking forward for some expansions, go up, and similarly our top line may go up. So interest, as in absolute terms, it may go higher in the next year because we are looking for some expansions, wherein we will have to borrow for putting up the additional facility. But in terms of interest rate, the average rate has kept on coming down, and we foresee next year also the rate of interest will be coming down. Already for the second half, we have one of the major loan, IRIDA, has come down from 9.4 to 9.15, and rest of the loans have also come down. So overall interest rates will come down, but in absolute terms, next year the interest will be slightly higher.
Okay. So if you check the profitability improvement, so can you say this is mainly due to the interest refund this inflation is due to the interest refund, or are we doing operational well?
No. See, if you see, the interest refund is there as an extraordinary item below the line.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the interest refund, the performance has been better. The interest refund is there as an extraordinary income, which is about 16 crores.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vinod Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
So we are planning to expand our capacity to 1,000 megawatts. So what is the timeline for that, and how are we working on it?
Yeah, so there are two or three things. One is the organic growth that we are planning, which initially will be the repowering of our existing assets and adding some new assets within around our existing portfolio. We were waiting for certain policy clarity from the state of Tamil Nadu to begin our repowering journey. That clarity is more or less in place. We have been assured that we will have the updated policy in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So pending that, we have actually made an application to start one of our repowering projects in advance of the formal policy announcement, so that we have the assets up and running before the season. We are also looking to do certain organic growth in within the wind sector. So that's what Ms. Koteshwari is talking about. We are looking to borrow money to do that. So that's as far as the organic growth is concerned. As far as inorganic growth is concerned, there are a couple of conversations, fairly serious conversations that are happening. But we are not yet at a stage where we can get into the details of what happens, because these things never happen until they actually happen. So once we have better clarity on where we are on those conversations, we will definitely be informing the shareholding public. But we are on track for growth.
Okay, sir. And like, how are we planning to fund this growth? Is it through internal?
We will figure that out. The current organic growth will be in internal accruals and debt. The inorganic, we will have to see. There will probably be some kind of a issue of capital. But we'll have to find the structure. We'll have to figure out the structure as we go.
How much dilution?
Until the deals happen, we can't. It depends, because there are multiple conversations happening. So once something kind of matures to a stage of conversation with the public, we will definitely let you know.
Okay, that's all. I will join if I have more questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohan Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. So I'm fairly new to tracking this company. Can you give me a little overview of how, you know, we plan to build our solar assets to supplement our wind assets, and also the outlook going forward, like broad-based, our focus would be more on wind or solar? Thank you, sir.
We are fundamentally a C&I generator. The bulk of our current assets are where we sell power to commercial and industrial establishments and not to the electricity board. So to that extent, our direction in terms of what assets we build out depends on what assets or what my customer wants, rather than anything else. So if my customer wants a better mix of solar in the portfolio of power that he buys, then I have to go out and do solar, which we find that we need to have a certain amount of solar in our portfolio, because there are periods, especially in April, May, where there is no wind and there is a significant demand of power, so we need to cover that with solar. Having said that, the regulatory environment today for wind is better than it is for solar, especially in the C&I space, so we will definitely continue to be more wind-focused. We will add more solar as we go forward once battery prices come down a little more, where solar with battery starts becoming viable. Today it's kind of it still needs some kind of a government subsidy, but we foresee that in the next maybe even a year or so, batteries will become competitive, and then we will probably move towards a solar plus battery supplemented by wind as the kind of long-term business model. This is for our C&I space. We are looking to expand our PPA-based projects also, but that will take a little longer, and that may be in the form of some kind of an acquisition rather than greenfield.
Okay, sir. And sir, also going forward, how is the wind outlook for second half of the year? Because
second half is generally lower than the first half. So if you see historically, you will find Q3 and Q4 will be significantly lower than Q1 and Q2.
Right.
Typically, we get about 70% of our generation in Q1, Q2, and 25-30% in Q3, Q4.
Okay.
That will continue.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back to the chat.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for your questions, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Sheth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello,
Mr. Mahesh? Yeah, please go ahead.
My first question is, our net profit margins have improved significantly. So, like,
how should we look at margins in coming quarters? Are they sustainable or?
Yeah, see, basically our interest costs have been coming down, and so from the EBITDA, interest and depreciation is more or less flat. So as the interest costs come down, net profit margins definitely will look better. So Q3, Q4, as I said, the top line will be lower, so you should not look at it kind of sequential quarters. You have to look at it compared to the same quarter last year. So from that point of view, it will definitely, the margins will still be better.
Okay, got it. And can you also provide clarity on cash flow generation and current debt levels post repayment?
Current debt levels is around 525 crores in the overall company. The cash flows are quite comfortable to sub the debt, and as well as we are planning, as we were saying, we are looking at internal generation to fund some of our expansion. For that also we are having comfortable cash flows. It is this year there will be surplus of at least 25 to 30 crores, which we will be looking at investing in the new additional capacity.
Okay, got it.
After taking all our debt and okay. CapEx.
Okay. And like, how much of the profitability improvement is due to better wind conditions, like versus operational efficiency?
See, 60% is around the wind increase, and 40% will be because of operational efficiency.
Okay, 60% is due to wind. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And like, what was the PLF during Q2 and H1? Like, how does it compare with last year?
Yeah. So if you take Q2. Let me go with the major asset that we have, which is in beta. So Q2 FY26, we had a PLF of about 28% compared to about 24.5% for the same quarter last year. The other subsidiaries more or less have a similar kind of pattern.
Okay, got it. Thank you for answering. If I have any more, I'll come back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ishita Nader from Orion Green Power. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
yes,
I can hear you. Yeah. I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. So my question is that in your last earnings releases, you have mentioned that you know 7 megawatt solar project should be ready by December 2025. Sorry. So, is it still on track or?
It is on track.
Yeah. So, are you will you be planning to more wind solar projects to make more power?
Yeah. Solar? So the another 18 megawatts is we'll be starting construction in the next couple of weeks. So that is scheduled for completion by June of next year. That's so the greenfield assets. Brownfield, we will be looking at certain other possibilities.
That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. My question is about the company's what is the company doing for its increasing its market awareness, maybe the recognition, particularly in expanding new markets or among potential institutional investors, those kind of stuff?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, there's some echo. I think you are on speakerphone.
Yes, I am on speakerphone.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Mr. Amit, please get back to handset mode. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, now sir. We can Now it is clear.
Okay, so my question is, what are you doing for the visibility of your company in terms of, let's say, marketing strategy and brand recognition, so that, you know, investors may be more keen to invest in your company?
Frankly, for the last year or so, we have been more focused on internal straightening out things internally and improving our performance. We have honestly not really spent enough time on investor engagement and talking to the larger FIs. I think that's the process that we have started in the last few weeks, and we will be doing that more going forward. I think initially our focus was ensuring that the performance is good, so that when we go to the large FIs, we have a very robust story to talk about. I think we have that now. So this is something that we will be doing going forward.
Is there any roadmap for that? I mean, implementing the effective communication strategy and...
There are roadmaps, but it's internal. So we have, once it comes to a stage where we have definitive agreements on various things, we will definitely be informing the public.
So can we expect some visibility in near terms, maybe let's say where the company would stand in the next 4 to 5 years down the line?
I can't, as I said, the target is clear that we need to be there at 1,000 megawatts sooner rather than later, but exactly timelines and all that, it depends on too many things which are not entirely under our control.
Okay, one more question about your organic or inorganic growth plans. Can you throw some light on that? Maybe some acquisition in the pipeline, those kind of stuff?
We can't talk about it until it actually happens first.
Okay, but are there any plans? No.
No, there are conversations, multiple conversations happening, but nothing has come to a stage where we can even bring it to the board, forget the share address.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Chandresh Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is, how are the recent renewable energy policy changes in Tamil Nadu and Gujarat impacting your operations?
See, Gujarat doesn't impact us much because our Gujarat assets are entirely on a PPA with the electricity board. So that is a fairly stable situation, and the policy change does not really impact us. As far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, there are substantial changes in the policy which we are constantly monitoring and lobbying to ensure that it comes, that it doesn't impact us. Most of the policies that changes that are happening, the way it is looking, it seems to be more prospective than retrospective, in the sense that it will affect new assets rather than existing operating assets. So to that extent, we may be shielded from most of these issues. But yes, there are issues that are happening, and we are not just us, but the entire wind association is working to ensure that the policies don't derail the growth of renewables.
Okay. And sir, are you seeing any improvement in payment cycle from the state utilities?
Our exposure to state utilities is relatively limited. We are only exposed to Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat. Gujarat has never had a payment issue. Andhra Pradesh, now the payment issues are fairly smooth. We are seeing good cash flows from our AP assets. And we know from the market that even Tamil Nadu and other states, the realization for renewable producers from the state utilities has improved dramatically over the last year. I think there is a strong push from the central government to ensure that the renewable power producers get paid on time. And that is more or less happening across the country.
Okay, thank you so much for answering that, sir. I'll join back the queue if I have any more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhanraj Tolani. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Dhanraj, you're on talk mode. You can proceed.
Am I audible?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Perhaps like more questions on my side. So what is the guidance for remainder of FY26? Like if we talk about the like financial and the operational part, what are the key priorities?
See, in terms of generation, we expect it to be similar to Q3, Q4 of last year, plus or minus a few percent. I think it will be more or less in line with last year. In terms of interest costs, obviously they will be lower than last year because we have repaid significant debt in the last year, and we have also had a reduction in interest costs. But we don't foresee anything dramatically different from what happened in the same two quarters of last year.
Okay, okay. And also, if I talk about the industry-wise, so with rising competition in wind O&M, so are we considering in-house maintenance or third-party optimization?
We have a combination of both. Some of our assets we maintain, we have our own team, so we do our own maintenance. Some of the assets are outsourced to the OEM, and we also have one or two third-party maintenance contracts. So we have a mix of all three modes, depending on the asset, the manufacturer, and the availability of good maintenance teams. We can mix and match that.
Okay, okay. And also wanted to know, what will the revenue mix evolving between the wind and solar over the next, you can say, 2 or 3 years?
See, at the moment, we are still seeing wind as, once I finish this 25 megawatts, wind will still be 95% or so of the asset. And I don't see that changing in the next 12 to 18 months. Beyond that, unless we do acquisitions of other assets and we move into the PPA market in certain with solar, that will change. But on an organic basis, this will not change. We still find that wind is a better kind of resource when it comes to C&I until, as I said, batteries come into the picture. Because what we are finding now is that with solar, during the afternoon, we have so much of solar generation across the country that the power prices are dropping to a very, sometimes very absurd levels in the exchange. So we have seen days where the power cost is as low as 10 paise per kilowatt hour during the afternoon hours. So solar, to that extent, has a problem that when it is generating, there is too much of power being generated. Fortunately, wind generation tends to peak in the mornings and the evenings, and there tends to be a slight lull during the afternoon. So from that point of view, it's more balanced throughout the day generation rather than solar. So the combination works, but solar with battery is the way to go going forward, because standalone solar on a large scale, especially for C&I customers, is going to be a challenge.
Okay. I just wanted to know more about the profitability. So we have seen strong improvement this year in profitability. So I just wanted to know, this is a sustainable profitability, or are we expecting to enhance our return ratios in the FY26, you can say?
No, operating profits is sustainable only. Any wind variation only will happen, but actually the costs are all stable. There is no percentage-wise on profitability, we don't see any decrease. It will be sustainable, or if the wind is better, it has to be improving. It depends on the wind only. Otherwise, operationally, we are firm that it will be a sustainable profitability percentage.
Incidentally, this year's wind, although it is substantially better than last year, was not really an exceptional wind year if you look at it over the last 10-12 years. It is more or less an average to slightly above average wind year if you take the over a 10-year horizon. But last year was particularly bad, so this year looks by comparison good. So this is more closer to the average wind over the last 10-year period than last year was.
Okay. So we can say this improvement would be the sustainable thing,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Sheth, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mahesh, you are on talk mode. You may proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes.
So I have some more questions. So can you also can you share your current credit rating and outlook from agency?
See, credit rating is right now in all the companies it will BBB- with the upgrade of from stable outlook to positive outlook. CRISIL has made the major outstanding. The other two are very small outstanding in terms of credit. They don't consider more than BBB. So unless the company's debt profile is larger, they don't see anything. But overall, the credit rating has improved. But nevertheless, whether it is BBB minus or BBB plus, the bankers saw the cash flows and internally the banker's rating had been better. That is why the interest rates had been consistently coming down.
Okay, got it. Could you also share how generation performance in international wind farm is compared to like domestic portfolio this quarter?
Yeah, see, the international, we have only a small asset in Croatia, which is a legacy asset. We have 51% of a 10 megawatt farm. So it's a very small, effectively 5.1 megawatts is our holding there. And that has been more or less similar to last year. So it is slightly the difference is that the asset there does not sell on a PPA, they sell on the exchange, so the power prices tends to vary. But basically, the international asset performance this year was more or less in line with last year. But as I said, it's a very small percentage of the portfolio, 5 megawatts and around 400 megawatts.
Okay, got it. So it's in similar lines with the last. And what steps have been taken to, you know, like further optimizing the turbine performance and reduce?
That we have done. I think between last year and this year, we have done a substantial improvement in last. I think we took up the major capital repair about 2 years ago. So in the last 2 years, we have significantly improved the performance, reliability, and availability of our turbines, and that's something that is a constant process that we keep doing.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vinod Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Shah.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
How are you approaching carbon credit monetization?
We don't generate carbon credits because we are selling power to customers, including the green attribute. That is, the customers who are buying from us are essentially buying it as renewable power. So I can only kind of get one benefit. So since the customer is taking the benefit or the credit for buying renewable power, we don't get carbon credit.
Okay, sir. And sir, could you share any update on the receivables and collection efficiency?
Receivables is
only less than 30 days, except Andhra, which is coming in 45 days, which will be for us only 50 megawatts of the total 400 megawatts. Rest are all, we bill it on the 10th and we receive it before 30th. So our average will be less than 30 days receivables.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for your questions, you may press star and 1 at this time.
Hello.
So we will wait if the question queue assembles. So as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Saki Panjara from Kiran Advisors. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Orient Green Power Company Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference call. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.